This week, after seven seasons, NBC will present the final episode of Hill Street Blues. Our television critic David Bianculli looks back on the show that revolutionized series TV.
I never was much good about saying goodbye, and it's doubly tough to say farewell to Hill Street Blues. I'm not just sorry to see it go, I also feel a little bit guilty. That's because I wasn't fiercely loyal to Hill Street at the start, or in its final few seasons. I've made a point of watching the last few episodes, and I'll certainly make a point of watching this week's grand finale. Hill Street, however, crept up on me slowly. Many people remember the pilot episode of Hill Street, either from its 1981 premiere or from the many times it's been repeated. The look and texture of the show was very unusual for television, much more suited to a movie by Robert Altman. Unfortunately, I gave that first show a mixed review. At the time, I thought the scriptwriters had sacrificed character development for cheap laughs. In particular, they had the fatherly desk sergeant, played by Michael Conrad, ready to marry a high school cheerleader. It took me a few weeks of watching to realize that it wasn't just a cheap laugh. Instead of forgetting about that impending wedding, Hill Street followed it and followed it all the way to the altar, leading to the scene when Grace Gardner, rather than lose the sergeant to the cheerleader, visits him just before the wedding and opens her overcoat. There was nothing underneath but amazing grace. By the fifth show, I was a total convert. As that plotline proceeded, Hill Street proved two things. First, that TV could take an original adult approach to the cop show. Second, that it could spill its plots over several episodes, behaving more like a miniseries than a weekly series. Hill Street, of course, made it easy to accept Saint Elsewhere, Call to Glory, and L.A. Law from their first episodes. But while Saint Elsewhere has continued to evolve and have fun, Hill Street has been enlivened only by the casting of Dennis Franz as Norman Bunce. I still watch the show, but I no longer make long-distance calls to track down taped copies if I miss one. Something changed, and I think it's that Hill Street hasn't changed enough. Even when it headed in the right direction, it stopped short. Ferrillo didn't quite fall off the wagon. Davenport didn't quite have an affair. Goldblum didn't quite get married. And Hunter didn't quite kill himself. Maybe it's in poor taste to be critical rather than reverent, but there's a compliment in here somewhere. Hill Street Blues single-handedly raised the expectations of series television. It was, in its first two seasons, the very best show on TV, and its slow but steady success made other high-reaching shows possible. The problem for Hill Street is that the reach of other shows eventually exceeded Hill Street's grasp. Hill Street Blues is still better than 90% of the shows on the air, but it's no longer the best. It's retiring with dignity and strength, but not as the champ. Yet its legacy lives on, and at more than one network. At this point in TV history, Moonlighting is to ABC what Hill Street was to NBC, its first and proudest bastion of quality, and a signal to viewers that things are about to get better. A little of Hill Street will also live on in spirit in every Saint Elsewhere, in every L.A. Law, even in every Cagney and Lacey. Next season, there's bound to be a more direct legacy, assuming that NBC makes room for Beverly Hills Bunce, the Hill Street spinoff starring Dennis Franz. If not, viewers can start scouring their local listings. Few TV shows these days really die, or fade away. They just move to off-network syndication. As for the Hill Street actors, now free to pursue other Hollywood projects, I have a few words of advice. Let's be careful out there.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.